Stop! Okay. Hello and welcome back to Three Nerds and Two Brains. Very nice. I'm your host, Jake. I'm here with my co-hosts, Liam.
Hello.
And Luke.
What's up? I said that last time.
Maybe that's going to be your thing. Okay. What's up?
That's what I do.
So we're going to talk about, quickly go over some news. So the first thing on the list is Glass. The reviews came out and everyone has said it is dog shit.
Don't trust reviewers. They said episode 8's good. It's not.
They also said Venom was bad, but that was fucking amazing.
It wasn't amazing. It was good. Anyway. We've got off topic already. We're not even a minute in. Glass is apparently shit.
Oh, no, we're not.
I'd smack the table. I shouldn't do that. Yeah, so apparently it's pretty anticlimactic. It doesn't flow very well. And it's not what people were expecting.
What were they expecting?
I don't know, because I know nothing about this universe, so do I care?
I don't know anything.
I thought
you've seen
good.
Split, right?
Yeah, I've seen Split.
You've seen Unbreakable?
No.
Right, he's the most educated out of all of us, and I don't think he even remembers what Split is.
Split is about James McAvoy, who I really like, being a multi-personality man. So he has multiple personalities.
Okay. It's fine. I'll equalise it later. So the next bit, because we don't care about Glass, to be honest.
No.
Don't care. I might see it. But I need to see Split first. So Samuel L. Jackson
is the best.
Leaked that Captain Marvel can time travel.
Did he leak it?
He said it. She can time travel.
Oh, he basically said that she can time travel.
What, him himself or is the character?
Captain Marvel can time travel.
He is the best.
Samuel L. Jackson is the best. He is the motherfucker. Anyway, he's a badass motherfucker.
I want these snakes off this motherfucking.
Just
so quiet. but yeah, she could time travel. I think that's bullshit.
Alright.
Do you not? We've been waiting for so long for her character to get in, and then as soon as she's in the universe, she's the strongest character. Yeah. She's going to save the universe, and she can time travel.
Oh, well.
Maybe she'll go and rescue Tony and give him some oxygen so he doesn't run out in the next
just
day.
Breathe in his mouth.
Oh, that's what I actually forgot.
Bitch, stop being a bitch.
That's actually something I forgot to put in this. Audi, with their new car that is...
I like Audi.
Promotional. Yeah. I like Audi. The shop Audi, where you get your groceries. It's nice.
Nah, but their cereal's horrible.
No, it's not.
It's like cardboard.
All right, if you say so.
Luke only.
I mean, it's
cereal.
Served in cardboard.
Luke only eats branded cereal.
Yeah.
Luke only eats cardboard cereal. You eat bran flakes. Your branded. Corn flakes.
I like corn flakes.
I only
fuck
eat
off.
Healthy cereal.
Just fuck off.
Bran.
What were you
saying? The best is Special K with red berries.
What were we talking about Audi for?
Okay, because Audi, the car, their promotional car for Endgame, you can also download a game called Rocket's Rescue. Spoilers for Infinity War, Endgame, possibly. Apparently, he might be the one that saves Iron Man.
That'd be pretty cool.
Who?
Because they're both inventors, so they can make like this super weapon.
Rocket might be saving Iron Man. That's what the game is apparently leaking.
Cool. That'd be alright, because he's trying to track down his spaceship.
I like Rocket.
Yeah.
But I swear he got in.
He's the only guardian.
And Nebula.
Oh, yeah, because he watched
Nebula's fine as well. But
Nebula's not a guardian, come on.
I think she's becoming a guardian. Now that Gamora's dead, she's going to probably.
She's probably going to beat some robot pussy.
Stop!
It's Karen Gillan, she's fit.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, I don't really agree with this ability. Captain Marvel can time travel.
She's already Superman.
Well, she's already the most powerful character in the MCU.
Time travel.
Why does she need this
been
as well?
Leaked for Endgame anyway.
No, but
it's not a big deal.
Yeah, but now it's not. They're time traveling because they've invented something or they've got the time stone.
I think it'll be both.
Because the original theory was that Doctor Strange had actually given him a fake time stone and he'd kept the real one.
I don't like that theory.
I don't like that theory.
Because how's him? It would have ballsed up the gauntlet.
That's why.
That's why it ballsed up. Yeah, did ballse up though.
But how would he be able to use the time power to bring back?
It's fake.
Vision?
It's fake.
But if it's fake,
it's like a fake Gucci
work.
Belt. It still looks like a real one, but you know deep inside that it's bollocks.
He didn't know that.
Who?
Exactly.
Thanos.
Yeah. Exactly, and half the people buying fake stuff never know.
Yeah, right, fair point.
But yeah, it's just a bit shit that in her first movie she's the most powerful character and she's gonna be able to time travel. She's gonna be able to reset the universe. And she's not even had a film yet.
She's the equivalent of if you had all the cheats on in a Lego game.
Yeah. More and more I hear about this film, the less and less I'm excited for it.
Yeah, fair point.
Yeah. The next bit of news is new Batman. So, the Matt Reeves? Is that his name?
I don't know.
The director? No? Okay. Matt
we're
Reeves,
good at
the.
This,
yeah, we're really good.
Christopher Nolan's best one.
But the best what director?
No, yeah, for like Batman films.
Yeah,
DC
I'll
give
you that.
Films. Christopher Nolan had it.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, he's good. He made. He's made the best, probably the best superhero films.
Russo Brothers.
He's made the most down to earth, maybe apart from.
Yeah.
You could say Logan's down to earth, but he's got a superpower.
I don't like that film very much.
Yeah.
What?
Logan was perfect.
It wasn't
perfect.
I love that
film. It made me cry.
I need to rewatch it because I didn't watch it in a very good environment.
I'll
but,
give him my DVD.
So, yeah, so Matt Reeves' is The Batman film is supposed to be focusing on.
Batman.
Oh, it's supposed to be focusing on a younger Bruce Wayne.
Oh,
and the way
God.
He's described it is apparently
going
to be like
God,
Jekyll and
it's
Hyde.
Another origin story.
I don't think it is.
It's basically Gotham the movie.
I really want to watch Gotham. Gotham looks good.
Oh, it's alright.
Yeah, the first two seasons were good.
It's not bad.
But yeah, apparently it's going to be like Jekyll and Hyde. Like it's going to be.
I fucking love Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. So like Batman's going to be like, is that his real identity or is Bruce Wayne his real identity? It's going to
well,
be.
We all know what happens.
What do you mean?
His parents get shot.
Oh yeah, his parents get shot. Jekyll and Hyde also has that thing.
Yeah,
there's like a little social club. I'm a superhero. And my parents were shot.
You ever done that sex position, the Batman? Shoot a parents.
No. But yeah, apparently there's gonna be a new casting. Who do we want it to be?
Tom Cruise.
Really?
No.
Anyone who's like manly, there you go.
No, Tom Cruise can't be Batman because he's Green Lantern
and he's short.
Oh, that'd be good. I thought we were doing.
You need someone tall. Just saying, Batman can't be short because he's meant to be intimidating.
Michael Keaton again.
I like Michael Keaton.
He's too old.
He's the Vulture now. He's perfect. Yeah. I love him.
Every Vulture's superhero good. That Michael Keaton has ever played has involved wings. Batman, Vulture, Birdman in the film Birdman.
Beetlejuice.
What? Isn't Beetlejuice a ghost?
Yeah, it was a joke. Yeah. I love that film. Trying to think. I honestly have no idea.
I've got no idea.
Michael B. Jordan. Just chuck him in another universe.
No.
He was in Fantastic Four. That... rid of is no. Killmonger dies put him in DC
no Michael B. Jordan's no he's gonna
nah
come
I'm
back.
Joking I don't really want him as
he'll
Batman
come back.
I thought they were
this
gonna,
is difficult
I thought they were gonna do Michael B. Jordan as a Green Lantern. I don't remember the
that would be good.
I don't remember his name though because I know there was like an actual Green Lantern that was black but I can't remember his name.
I don't follow Green
oh Lantern. I know I read the comic character
yeah
I can't think of his name but
he's
I know he's talking about
yeah I've always like preferred him to Hal Jordan but I can't remember his name.
I don't really like Green Lantern though.
What? I love Green Lantern.
I read Green Lantern Corps. That was pretty good.
I read
it's a lot better than Green Lantern.
I've read
Green Lantern gets boring.
In the new 52 I've read the one with Kyle Rayner.
Read comics.
Green Lantern New
God. We need a Red Lantern film.
Do we?
Yes, I need it. Red Lantern's my favourite.
I'd rather see that in a TV show. Yeah.
You'd have more time.
You'd have more time and it'd be more gruesome.
Yeah. An actor for Batman.
I really can't think of one. It's actually really difficult.
Josh Brolin.
Fuck
if he's allowed to play two Marvel characters, I'm pretty sure he's allowed to play this.
Maybe not Batman, but I could see him as a serious DC villain.
Mm, yeah.
Josh Brolin.
He's more of a villain than a hero.
I could.
I'm trying to think. Solomon Grundy. Chuck him in another big brute.
Solomon Grundy. Oh, we need to see him in a film. That would be mad. That would be
possibly,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I was like...
I cannot think of an actor that should play Batman.
Andy Samberg.
You can't... Andy Samberg.
Bring some comedy.
Owen Wilson.
Warwick
hey,
Davis.
It's me, it's Batman. Wow.
Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis. But don't sign
Ricky Gervais.
What?
Ricky Gervais. Yeah.
Ricky Gervais.
Oh, I just love him.
Should we just move
no,
on from
do
Batman?
You know what? No, oh. With Warwick Davis, don't resize the suit. Keep it as a normal size. And it's just like. He's just a really big suit and dragging behind him on the floor. Oh, Warwick Davis is a great actor.
Yeah,
I love him.
He's good.
I generally have no idea who I'd want to see Batman.
Me either. I'm drawing blanks.
No idea, honestly.
Charlie Affleck.
Because anyone who you would cast as Batman is either in Marvel or has done a superhero role before. Or is currently in one. Sylvester Stallone, do that.
This is too difficult.
Yeah, it really is.
Who was the guy that played the boxer in Creed? Calvin?
Oh, the Drago's Russian son.
Oh, I don't know his name.
Yeah, he's not actually Russian, is he?
He should play Bane.
He should play Bane. No, that would be mad, you know.
Just get Christian Bale back.
Yeah, he was really good.
I thought he was good.
I liked him. I like Ben Affleck as well. I really like Ben Affleck as Batman. It's just such a shame that he's on the balance of leaving or staying.
No, he has left, hasn't he?
Apparently he's not fully left, but it's probably going to happen that he's going to leave.
Oh, well.
Right, anyway.
Just remove on?
Yeah.
The Punisher Season 2 trailer.
I liked it.
You've seen it?
I refuse.
Which is weird, because you haven't even seen Punisher.
Nah, but I like the trailers.
I refuse to watch the trailer. I don't want any spoilers.
It is really spoilery, I have to admit.
Punisher is my favourite Netflix series.
Yeah.
So good. For me,
it's a bit draggy. Favorite. Yeah, fair enough, but I wouldn't agree with you on that.
Well, fuck off.
The first trailer was very limited. You just saw Punisher in a couple of shots, and then you saw Jigsaw, and that was about it.
Jigsaw's beautiful. He needs more scars, though.
He does need more scars.
They look like pen.
He got cut up way too much.
I
went back and watched the last episode.
He gets
again.
His face dragged across and glass.
Yes. But that end scene. Have you seen the end scene?
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, I saw that.
Amazing.
It's
beautiful.
Haven't seen
amazing
Punisher,
fight.
But I've seen that scene.
That's probably what that fight and the Daredevil Kingpin fight in the last episode of season 3.
I've seen that as well. And I haven't seen Daredevil series 3.
The best end fights in any show I've ever watched. Better than in Iron Fist. I like Iron Fist, but they've had some pretty fucking dead fights. And Jessica Jones is shit. I hate that show.
Ooh.
I ain't seen it.
It's boring.
It's boring. I like it.
It's good until
it dragged a lot, but yeah.
Yeah,
I
it's good
it.
Until they capture David Tennant or Kilgrave, Mr.
Yeah.
Purple. What's his name?
Kilgrave.
No, his villain name.
Purple
Mr. Purple,
man.
Isn't it?
Purple
man. Something like that.
I don't know. Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Call him that.
Doctor. Tennant. There you go.
Okay, so next, the Venom sequel has been announced.
Has it?
That it's confirmed. It's happening.
Oh, yes.
It's going to come out next year.
Because it made a lot of money.
Yeah, it's going to come out in 2020.
No, I'm mad.
It's got the same writer as the first one.
That's good.
But the director's left. I don't know if the writer's directing it
James
or if they're getting a new director. He's doing Suicide Squad 2.
Can they make the symbiote,
J.J.
Abrams thing look better this time, please?
A CGI better?
Yeah, it looks
J.J.
really
Abrams.
J.J.
Abrams.
Good
film.
No. I wouldn't put J.J. Abrams in that role.
Christopher Nolan.
We can't just result every time there's a superhero film.
Christopher Nolan.
No, he fucked up.
Man of Steel. That was terrible.
He only co-produced it, I think.
He done that to sabotage it in order to make everyone like the Batman films better.
What are you talking about?
He done that to sabotage it to make it look like the Batman films were better than everyone.
The Batman films were better.
They are better.
Because they are.
Man of Steel was terrible.
Gotta admit though, the first Batman Begins, I didn't like.
I don't like Batman Begins,
but
I like.
I like Dark Knight. You have to like. Otherwise,
yep. Dark Knight Rises is good.
Dark Knight Rises I like as well.
Yeah. Dark Knight Rises is
Tom
pretty good.
He's a good Bane, but he's a better Venom.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him better as Bane, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was a bit too small for him. I know he's a
too
big
small,
he's
yeah.
a big guy, don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Quiet though.
Yeah, no, not even that.
I
he
was
just,
born
he,
in a dark.
I was expecting someone that looked like Drago's son. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
Get Dave Bautista.
Tom Hardy's a very small man to play Bane.
He's I like
very
to be
small.
He's
yeah.
beautiful. I'm not gay.
Just to clarify.
What do we want for Venom sequel? Like, where do we want it to go? No.
That wig to fuck off.
Yeah. The first scene of the movie should be
shaving his head.
No, yeah.
Like, they set it on
the
fire.
The symbiote disagrees with his hair and he's just like, shave your head right now.
Yeah. I want to see.
He gets the symbiote and the symbiote comes out of him like when it comes out of Tom Hardy as a puppet. It just eats his hair.
I know it's not going to happen, but I would like to see the orange and like the end scene or like anywhere in it to hint towards Toxin in any way possible. I know it won't happen. But
they could do that though
because it's offspring of Carnage.
It's the offspring of Venom and Carnage, isn't it?
No, it's just Carnage.
I swear it's Venom and Carnage.
It's just Carnage.
It's just Carnage.
I want to look it up, but I'm not.
It's his favourite character ever. I mean, I think
he only had an 8-part series. How is your favourite?
He's just a beautiful symbiote.
Fair enough.
You're actually looking it up.
I kind of want a Maximum Carnage thing, but I don't think that should be the sequel. That should be a build-up.
Yeah.
What's that?
Maximum Carnage?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. But it is a very big storyline where Carnage goes fucking crazy. Venom and Spider-Man team up with a lot of other superheroes to fight him. It's an old comic run.
What the hell were they even doing with that? Because at the moment you've got Venom and Carnage in a world with no one else.
We will get onto that because the Kraven film is getting made.
There's a Kraven film?
Yeah, Kraven's getting a film, and so is Morbius, the living vampire who's being played by Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be sick, you know. I like
as him. Well as that, this is old news, but I only found out that this the other day. There's going to be a Silk live action movie.
Who is Silk?
She's another version of Spider-Man, like in the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know anything about her. But yeah, apparently her, Jackpot, fuck knows who that is, and Nightwatch are getting films.
Right.
I know Nightwatch, but I don't know anything about him.
Mm.
And Black Cat and Silver Sable.
I know Silver, yeah.
They were supposed to get a film together, but now they're getting separate standalones. I don't care about either of those characters, so I don't
they're
really
care.
They're
all doing this without Spider-Man.
Yeah, but apparently Kraven's going to be the film that Sony are making that's going to link directly to the MCU. And we'll have the first appearance of Spider-Man in a Sony film. Apart from Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
I
like that film, that was alright.
Yeah. Speaking of Spider-Verse, it's getting a TV spin-off as well.
Why?
Don't know. It's getting the spin-off movie with Gwen, Spider-Woman and Silk. It's getting the sequel where Miles and Gwen adventure with their romance.
So they find each other again.
Yeah.
Even though she fell back into the dimension.
Well, the end of the film is...
Oh, yeah, at the end... It's him going over.
Yeah. Or her coming over.
She was like, come, let's go.
Oh, does she?
I saw it recently, didn't I?
Yeah.
Did you?
It's in his ceiling, isn't it?
Yeah.
When did you see it again?
A week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, we are going to talk about that.
I saw it just before New Year's Eve.
And our opinions on it, because I've seen it 3 times.
Twice.
You've seen it twice, he's seen it twice. But yeah, the Spider-Verse is getting a TV spin-off, a spin-off movie, a sequel, and the directors also want Spider-Ham to have... Spider-Ham to have? Okay. Spin-offs or shorts, like comedy shorts.
Great.
Like the original sort of cartoon things you get.
Yeah.
You've got like 30 seconds
Like
Tom and Jerry
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Have you seen the bloopers of him improvising Spider-Ham?
No.
He was very sweary.
Really?
Yeah, the guy playing Spider-Ham. They let him just improv. They were like, just go along, just do whatever you want. And he sweared a lot. I'm surprised at that.
You know,
I wonder if he knew it was going to be a kids movie.
I have to tell him, don't I?
Yeah, but I don't know.
He probably done it as a joke.
I would have liked to have seen... I would like to see a Spider-Ham R-rated.
Yeah.
That would be so funny. It's just a cartoon world. Everything's innocent. And then it's a little spider pig dropping the F-bomb.
Liam, that's your cue. Go on.
Fuck. Nice. So yeah, that's nearly all of our news for the week. But
short but sweet.
Yeah. If there is a Spider-Man TV show spin-off, what would we want it on? Would we want it on Miles? A different Spider-Man?
Miles.
You want it on Miles?
Miles or Scarlet?
Miles in his universe, or... So him being Spider-Man or Miles in another universe?
In his universe. So
Miles, so it's just Miles?
Just Miles or just Scarlet? Them two.
Okay.
Scarlet Spider's best spider. Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah, sure. A lot of people would agree with you on that. What about you?
His outfit.
What would you say?
Oh my god.
Don't know, I'm not really the biggest Spider-Man fan.
His original outfit with the blue hoodie with the sleeves.
Oh. That's nice.
I don't know. Honestly, because I like the Spider-Man Spider-Verse film, but I'm not the biggest Spider-Man fan, honestly. So I don't really mind.
I think as more films are getting made, and especially since the game came out, I'm becoming more and more Spider-Man fan because I'm really enjoying it. Why are you doing that to the pop vinyl? Stop, leave me alone.
Well, it's got a hole in the
right
spot.
That's definitely not PG.
That is not PG. Glad we're not recording this.
Definitely not PG.
But yeah.
You've still got Christmas decorations up, bruv.
No, we don't.
There's a Christmas decoration.
Oh, no, we just... It's a ceramic, so it doesn't go anywhere. It just stays there, otherwise it will smash. Smash! Hulk smash!
Make another Hulk film, come on.
Yeah, isn't
it? What are you doing?
It's Universal. It's not... Because...
Oh, Mark Ruffalo solo film, that'd be good.
Apparently, though, well, he's been fired...
No, that was a joke. It's been a joke for ages. They confirmed it's been a joke for ages now.
I hope he hasn't. I hope they do make a standalone film, and I hope it's World War Hulk.
Have Red Hulk.
Yeah.
Didn't they have him at one point?
Red Hulk.
They've got Colonel.
Yeah.
As in him, but he's not Red Hulk.
Yeah.
Is Betty in the MCU or is she dead? I know there's reference
to
her.
Does she count in the Incredible Hulk film? Because she's in it. She's played by Liv Tyler.
I still don't know what's going on with the Incredible Hulk film, because everyone's like, it's part of the MCU.
Tony Stark's
but I don't
at
remember
the end
of it being part of the MCU.
It is because Tony Stark's at the
no,
end.
No, I know. But I thought that was just a teaser.
The second one is, but the first one ain't. Because they're both called Incredible Hulk, aren't they?
No, there's just the Hulk with the one that runs away from the tanks.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not.
Yeah, that film's shit.
That's Incredible Hulk is, though.
Yeah, the Incredible Hulk is...
Edward Norton one is MCU.
I don't like Edward Norton in the role of the Hulk. I don't like that film.
Doesn't matter now, does it?
There hasn't been a good
Hulk
film. I like
the Abomination fight.
That was a good scene, yeah.
Is it Tim Roth? Tim Roth is Abomination, isn't he?
Well, no.
I don't know his name.
You guys are terrible with actors.
No, I just haven't seen the Incredible Hulk in ages now.
I haven't seen that film in a long time. I don't think I want to go back to it because I feel like I just really not enjoy it.
I think, the best bit is the Hulk Abomination fight, and that's like the only interesting
Or when he kicks, Abomination into a tree.
Oh yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
What's next? I'm bored of Hulk.
I don't like Hulk either. Yeah, the Spider-Verse TV spin-off. I don't know if it's going to happen. If it does happen, it'd be cool to see. Even if it isn't Miles, it'd be cool to see them do something good.
Yeah, definitely.
The last bit of news is Bungie leaves Activision. It's not that big, but it is big at the same time.
Bungie, I've got a message for you. Join up with 343. Go back to Halo. Come on, we all love you. Come on.
I don't think it's down to Bungie. I think it's down to Microsoft, isn't it?
Come on, Bungie.
Is 343 even a studio anymore?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Microsoft.
No, it's Halo Studio.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Come on, Bungie. Come on.
Yeah, but even if Bungie joined back... The way Halo's gone, they won't redeem it.
Infinite, oh my god, I'm so hyped.
Infinite? Next one?
It's going to be good.
Halo 6?
Yep, it's going to be
good. Has it got Master Chief in it?
Have you seen the trailer?
No.
He's got his classic armour, pretty much.
Ooh, that's kind
of
cool.
Yeah,
so
and they're going
good.
Back to that because of the AI takeover or whatever.
We don't really know what's happening with it, but all I know is it's going to be better than 4 because 4 wasn't that great. It's
going to
be better than 5 because 5 wasn't that great.
Stop looking at Instagram.
You think 4 was good?
I think it was good. I just thought it was alright.
Halo's my favourite.
Halo 5 was boring.
The multiplayer was really good. Yeah. Multiplayer's really good now.
Halo 3 is good. Halo 4 was alright.
No.
I haven't played Halo 2. I cannot find it anywhere.
You haven't played Halo 2?
No.
Yeah. Right, you need to get...
Just stop!
Buy Chief Collection. Buy Master Chief Collection.
I don't
Simple.
Want to, it's expensive. Stop! Stop bullying
We're doing
him.
A podcast right now, Liam.
Yeah,
come on.
Liam, come fucking hell, mate. It's more like two nodes, two brains over it. You're just a fucking delinquent.
You're just
over
the
there.
Add-on, you're the DLC.
Yeah, you're the DLC, and no one's going to pay for you because you look shit.
Hey, no, if I was a prostitute, I'd make a lot of money.
Wow, would you?
No.
When the hell did you put that jacket on?
Like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah,
I've
been sat there for ages, buttoning it up.
I did not notice. Right, anyway.
But yeah, Bungie leaves Activision. Apparently, it wasn't over creative differences, or was it? I don't know. There hasn't really been a reason. But Bungie are going to be promoting it themselves, so that Activision can focus on IP games, and that Bungie can focus on theirs.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they want to do a lot of updates for Destiny. Apparently, they want to release a big expansion every fall, so like a really big game changing expansion for Destiny every fall.
So like what 343 done with Halo 5?
Did they do that?
Yeah. Monthly updates for like a year and a half.
No, it's not monthly updates. It's like a thing that is going to change.
Big boy update.
Yeah, that's what they
once
done.
A year.
They added loads of stuff into it every month.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. But yeah. I need to go back to play Destiny because it is really good. It's just that I don't have expansions, so there's nothing really to do.
I didn't play them and I don't really want
expansions
to.
Are expensive.
Okay.
Anyway,
so yeah, that's really it
that
for the news. Oh, that's
Killer
really
Keemstar. Let's get right into the news.
No, we've just got out of the news.
Out of the news.
Yeah, there we go. We're better than BBC News. BBC, stop reporting Brexit.
No.
Fuck off.
That makes money.
I don't want to hear about Brexit anymore unless I find out that Article 13
Why are we getting political?
We're not. I'm just saying, I don't want to hear about Brexit.
We're getting political.
Grr.
We're getting political.
Fuck Brexit.
We're getting political.
We're not getting political.
We really are.
I'm going to smack you.
Go for it.
All right, we don't have much time today. So we're going to
half an hour?
Yeah. We're nearly half an hour. We're nearly at half an hour.
It's because the first episode was the extra long one, so we're
yeah.
making sure.
It's so, a long one.
Yeah.
So we're going to review Spider-Verse. First of all, we're going to do a non-spoiler review, but most people have probably seen it already. If you
What's
haven't, go out and see
just
it.
Just do a spoiler review.
No, we'll do a non-spoiler review, say what we think about it. What are you talking about? If we spoil
it, it's non-spoiler.
If you spoil it, then there's no point in seeing it.
No one's going to listen to the podcast, it's fine.
Yeah. All right. Don't ruin our dreams, guys. Fuck. So what did we... without spoiling it, what did we like about the film?
I liked the art style, apart from Kingpin.
Kingpin no, is
I loved all of it.
What is that?
He looks like a brick.
He does.
33 views, bro.
Can you get off your phone?
Okay, I'm off. I just wanted to check that because I was like, because after saying nobody listened to it,
it was like
a
comic come to life.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. I did like that.
I
love how Kingpin was actually portrayed as how he is in the comics, massive, big, blocky boy.
No, but it was a little bit too extreme.
Nah.
If they put his head on the top of his shoulders...
Instead of his chest, his shoulders are like his back.
He's a hunchback.
Yeah.
Did you notice he was like 2D from the side as well at some scenes? He was just like really thin from the side.
I just...
it was really weird.
Oh shit, what was that? I don't know.
It was your pop
file. I like... I love the art style. But the only person I didn't like the design for was Kingpin.
Yeah. I agree.
You know how when we saw it, a character... Tombstone was in it, and we all said, "Oh, it's Hammerhead."
No, I said it wasn't because
okay,
I
said he
get
was
the name
too silver to be
I
Hammerhead.
I couldn't get the name
no, we
of
said
it,
that, but we were all like, "Oh, is that Hammerhead?"
Yeah,
nah,
yeah,
it won't.
At the start, on the wall,
you see Hammerhead.
There is a Hammerhead picture. Yeah,
is there?
Yeah,
is a like want? Is it wanted or something?
Yeah, it's wanted. Yeah. Hammerhead wanted. So that's kind of cool.
I liked his two pistols, even though you see him like one.
Tombstone
scene.
Was the most pointless. Character.
Hear his voice twice.
He gets hit around the face with a baseball bat, doesn't he? Or was that a scorpion?
No,
who gets
him.
Hit with
one
him?
Of them?
He's such a pointless character.
He's Kingpin's like right hand man with the guns.
Yeah, but the main thing that I think everyone enjoys about Spider-Verse is just the art style.
Yeah,
I loved the plot as well. Plot was good.
After seeing it, I don't know if this is because I saw them too close together that I'm kind of drained out of this movie. But
I saw it twice.
Yeah,
I liked it twice, I'm not going to watch it for a long time now because it's not something that me personally I can watch over and over.
I didn't go and see it three times by choice.
You had a choice. You could have just
no. The tickets were bought before I even decided we were going.
I'd be like, well, I never had a lot to say in this, so fuck you.
The second time the tickets were already bought. The third time it was see that. Or wait for 4 hours for a film in the night. So we saw that.
It's a pretty good film.
It is good, but I am drained out of this movie. I don't hate it. I don't dislike it.
Miles
I just
Morales,
think it's okay.
I really like in that film.
Who?
Miles Morales.
Oh yeah, Miles
really
is great.
Good.
I think great. Yeah, Miles is perfect.
His last name?
Morales.
Morales. Yeah.
You say Morales.
Morales.
There's an E, not an I.
It's Morales. Listen to anyone, it's Morales.
I don't know.
I have a different accent.
I think it's totally down to you how to pronounce it. But yeah, I did like this film. The only thing I didn't like is the anime character.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Fuck it. We're going into spoilers. If you haven't seen it, you should go see it. It is really good. You'll
if you haven't
enjoy
seen
it,
turn the podcast off.
However,
No. Watch the whole podcast.
I would say, if you're going to take your kid, be wary. It does get. It is a little bit dark.
It ain't.
Considering it's a kids' film, there is like quite a few deaths in it.
Well, yeah,
I'm quite surprised. It does get really dark in that film. Alex,
well,
you're not going to leave
the
room.
Then
we're
going to
spoil it. We're going to spoil the film. Oh, you've already seen the film. What am I talking about? Never mind.
I liked Prowler. He was probably one
okay.
Of my
yeah,
favorites.
So spoilers. Prowler was sick. Well,
he might actually be my favorite villain in that film.
Aaron Davis, bro. Oh,
Davis.
Yeah, pronunciation, Liam.
Yeah, Liam.
Donald Glover should have voiced him. I don't care.
No, he shouldn't.
If people got confused because the different universes, it just would have been cool.
It does really confuse me because when I was writing up about this film, I was really confused at the start with the Tobey Maguire references.
That was funny.
Because you've
either
got this Spider-Man is Tobey Maguire.
But yet they're like, oh, we're not going to have him voice him because that's too confusing.
But
he did everything Tobey Maguire did. Oh, that's
Maguire. Maguire.
I started, fuck off.
It's not Gremlins.
Maguire.
Don't feed him after midnight. Tobey Maguire's career has gone right fucking downhill, hasn't it?
It would have gone fine if he was in Spider-Verse. But no.
Would it?
Yeah,
would have gone fine if he didn't. He's in it for 10 minutes.
Free. He's in it for 10 minutes.
Oh wait, which one? Which Spider-Man were you on about? Chris Pine or the other one? No, I thought you were talking about the other one because that made more sense because everything was literally the same.
Oh, the old Spider-Man.
No, because yeah. Like the blonde Spider-Man. One is the one that did everything Tobey Maguire did.
No.
Yeah.
No.
At the start, the montage is him. Bye. You know I'm right.
You're fucking wrong.
I'm not.
You're wrong.
At the start of the
you're
movie.
Wrong.
I'm trying what? To recollect. I'm being the.
Oh, okay. Let me explain.
Can you sit down and not pull the wire out?
Let me explain. So, at the start of the film, you're introduced to Chris Pine's Spider-Man, yeah?
Yep.
Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I did this, I met this girl, and we stayed together. They're still together, yeah? Also, if you look at the actual things, what's her name? Mary Jane is the one upside down, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, he's upside down.
No, he's not. The other one's upside down. Watch it again, you fucking idiot.
What are you talking about?
Why is Mary
about?
Jane upside down?
Right, let go.
Because he does the start. He does the dance at the start of the movie, which is what Tobey Maguire does.
Look, you?
Shut up. You're wrong.
You're wrong, bro.
I'm not. I've seen it 3 times.
I just spat on your computer. I'm sorry. No. Listen.
That's Alex, by the way. He's the fourth member.
He's joined in again because he's a...
He keeps snaking his way in here. Go away. I'm joking.
Join in. There you go.
No.
Come on.
Spider Verse.
I am on.
Come on, speak.
Spider. No, wait, that's the wrong word.
Opening scene.
No, because
it ain't gonna be on
it's
YouTube.
The opening scene.
Peter B.
Right, I'm gonna keep commentating on the podcast.
Right, we're not gonna play the volume though.
Everyone, stop talking. So, hello, what's up?
I'll turn down.
Smacking the keyboard is so loud.
Look.
Yeah, we're watching
get
it.
Proof wrong.
Watch,
instantly.
Ready?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Hello.
It's an advert.
Fuck off, I ain't getting
he's gonna
money.
Get proven wrong instantly.
No, watch. You got adblock on. Look, see, I'm right.
Yeah, but
I'm right. And if we watch the other one, yeah, you're wrong.
Everything else, though.
You're wrong.
He stops
you're
the
wrong.
Train.
You're wrong.
He stops
also,
the train.
Also.
He knocks the. He saves her in the restaurant and he, Oh, what's the fuck? He does the dance.
You're wrong.
Look, no,
listen, you blonde bitch.
Oh my god.
Yeah?
This kid's gonna piss me off.
Also, why is Peter Parker Chris Pine one? Yeah, yeah. In a universe with Miles Morales where everything is different, because actually the Tobey Maguire one was in the one that had normal Coca-Cola. Yeah, Mary Jane was the one upside down. Yeah, yeah. Also, Miles Morales was never in the universe Tobey Maguire was.
This could be the last podcast of all time.
Oh, fuck's sake.
How much of this is
the opening scene?
About 20 minutes.
The very first,
no spoilers
opening
or anything.
Scene, he does the dance, which is what Tobey Maguire does.
Just speak. Go on.
Yeah, just
go
read
on.
This, right? So I've got the screenplay of Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
This is the opening scene, and there's the dance from Spider-Man 3.
You fuck off! You're so stupid.
No,
this is
it
the
hurts.
Screenplay.
I'm right though.
This
just
is,
because they do similar things. Right. The thing is, he looks like Peter Parker. He sounds like him. He's just the older version.
Okay.
The point of the Spider-Verse is that everyone is very similar, but they do things differently. Okay. Because all the intros are the same, are they not?
No.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. The only thing that is dead on same is the fact that someone in their life died.
I don't know. But
I have lost, I don't know.
Chromosomes over this.
No, I've lost the,
right.
When did
anyway,
I say, like, what?
It really bothered me because, I'll say this now, both Spider-Men... There you go.
There's more than
two. Do similar things, right, in their life.
That's actually politically incorrect. It's spider people because there's also women there and there's probably non-binary as well.
Yeah, the robot.
I'm talking about the two Spider-Men.
I'm making a joke.
I know.
Funny. Oh, you dropped an S-bomb.
Oh,
dear.
Oh, how dare you swear.
Oh,
you
no.
All episodes.
You got one more?
That was worth it.
Was it worth it?
It was worth it.
It was worth it. Oh, okay.
We need to go play that again. Can't we go play that after this song?
Play what?
Paul.
Oh, okay.
We ain't done it in ages.
But yeah, the thing that bothered me about the two Peter Parkers doing similar things to
Spider
what
people.
Happens in the films...
Why was he blonde?
Is that... I don't know. Is that, A, either the Tobey Maguire films are in the Spider-Verse. What was that?
I don't know.
or B, this movie is aware of another Spider-Verse.
Or it's a kids' film and they're trying to make them laugh.
No. It fucks with my head.
Yes,
it's PG. It's a PG. So it is aimed at kids.
I thought it was a 12.
You could tell it's aimed at kids, but you could also tell it massively aims at the nerds.
Yeah.
Like us, who are arguing over which Spider-Man was played by Tobey Maguire.
We are the biggest virgins ever.
I didn't say anything.
No, but you just went on a rant about Halo.
Yeah,
Halo 4.
It's okay. Bad.
Yeah, it's not. Me and you agreed it was fine, but we haven't really reviewed it or spoken about this film.
Oh fuck it, review Wreck It Ralph.
No, we're not. We forgot to delate that.
We're talking about Ralph.
We're talking about Spider-Man. We haven't spoken about it very much, but
we spoke about it last episode.
Yeah, there's so much wrong with that opening. The plot of Spider-Man was pretty bad, in my opinion.
Open wormhole
trash
to get King's family back.
Fuck off! You're rich. Just buy one. You can buy him on the internet.
What's How are you going to buy a dead person?
You can buy someone else. Just What's type on find a wife, Vanessa. There's Tinder. Kingpin, mate. You're fat.
Slavery
you're rich.
Is no longer
an Bang.
He misses his family. He wants them back.
Well, I don't get
you.
He blames Spider-Man, but you're the one trying to kill him. Yeah? You're the one putting up against the wall, smashing his head in, but you're complaining that he's the reason you lost your kid. Isn't it? Like, bruv.
I actually kind of felt sorry for Kingpin.
I've
got to say. I felt bad for Kingpin.
Why?
I like Kingpin.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't like him in this film.
I liked him in this film.
In Daredevil, Kingpin is a character you like, but you hate to like. Vincent D'Onofrio is fantastic.
I like to like him.
I don't like
him. You like to like Kingpin?
Yeah.
Mate, Kingpin is
so good. First series, I thought, oh my god, he's so cool. He knows what he's doing.
You know the first scene you see him in and he caves a guy in with a car?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that bit.
Oh my God.
I didn't
God.
Expect that.
I've seen that two or three times, and every time I'm like, no, stop.
That was before anything had majorly happened, and I was just thinking, why is this a 15? Caves a guy's head in with a door, and I was like, that's why it's a 15.
I might watch that one scene, that sounds fun.
It's not even out yet. Stop showing us things. We're talking about Spider-Man.
It's
going to
be the best movie ever.
Frex the internet.
No, we're not talking about
it. It was a sick film. 10 out of 10. Perfect.
No, it weren't.
It
was. We're not talking about that film. Why have you brought that up?
Ariel was in it, Liam.
Ariel, yeah. Ariel was in it. Ursula should have been in it.
You're right there.
Look at that spike. Oh, my God. It's fine. When I do this, it'll just be normal.
No. We need to cut this bit out because we're just talking technical stuff now.
It's all about Ariel.
I will. Oh God, I'm going to be up for so long tomorrow.
You're going to beat up for so long
tomorrow?
No, I'm
going to beat up.
He'll beat his meat for so long.
I'm going to take this to film studies tomorrow while I'm watching a film just editing this.
No, do it. Yeah.
Show
do
it to the class.
I'll be like, this is what I've been working on. Fuck the film. We're doing this.
We need viewers.
Check us out on SoundCloud.
You just shouted at our own SoundCloud on SoundCloud.
We'll probably have this up. Once we've done 3 or 4 episodes, we'll have something. We'll have this up on other platforms as well.
I'll probably put it on Spotify in a week. A month.
Once we've had a few episodes, I'll chuck it on Spotify or iTunes or whatever. But yeah, Spider-Verse is. I don't know. I didn't like the plot very much.
If anybody wants to sponsor us, please.
Shit. Such a shit plot for Spider-Verse.
I want ads.
He's going to blow up the whole world because he wants his wife.
I like the art style.
I like the art style.
Everyone likes the art style.
You know what the art style reminds me of? Ralph Frex the internet.
Oh my God. Stop. This leading into the next review.
Alright, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to talk about Wreck-It Ralph now. I haven't seen it, so...
Yeah, but no one gives a fuck about your opinion. Shut the fuck up.
Alright, fuck me.
I saw it.
It was
without seeing
film.
The first one. I had no idea what was going on.
It doesn't matter, does it?
Is it not the emoji...
That was your hat.
Is it not the emoji movie?
No.
Just Disney. That's what it looks like.
No, it's John C. Reilly.
Oh, we can talk about Sherlock and Holmes. Holmes and Sherlock. Did we talk about that? Holmes and Sherlock.
Holmes and Watson, the film that none of us have seen. No, we're talking about Wreck-It Ralph. Luke saw it.
Me and Luke saw it. You were with me.
Shh. Holmes and Watson?
Yeah.
You saw Holmes and Watson?
Yeah.
Wow.
This shit. The best line in it is, do you want some heroin?
Oh, we saw that ages ago.
Oh, Watson, I don't think I can keep playing this.
I remember seeing that trailer so long ago before anyone saw it, and I was like, this is going to be the next Step Brothers.
And then it wasn't.
No.
Some scenes were.
I knew it was going to be dog shit when I saw the trailer, but it was like...
It's one of those films you've got to go see. It's Will Ferrell
and John C. Reilly. They're funny.
I'm telling you, they're brothers.
What, in real life?
Come on.
They are real.
They've got to.
They
got to be.
Even if they're not blood, they are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They're blood brothers.
It's just Will Ferrell... Will Ferrell in Wreck-It Ralph.
No.
Huh?
It's just John C.
Will Ferrell's not in Wreck-It Ralph.
There's another film John C. Reilly's in this year.
The
Ollie and Stan or something. I don't know.
It's about...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
What are their names?
Lauren Hardy.
That's it.
Yeah.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah.
Oh, yo, well, I'm going to go see that and I like them.
We'll go see that. And wait, come on here and talk about it.
Have you seen his prosthetic to make him look really fat?
Wait, Lauren
Hardy.
It's the old comedy show.
Yeah, comedy show. Comedy duo.
It's a bit like slapstick.
Is that the thing where it was like, to me, to you?
No, that's Chuckle Vision.
Oh.
And one of them died. That was really sad.
Yeah.
That was really sad.
I know Lauren Hardy. That's really annoying.
It's
really old, isn't it? Yeah.
Black and white.
I'll find a picture.
Yeah, I know what you're about. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I'll show you a picture. You'll know who they are. You say Screenslaver.
No,
Incredibles 2. Wow. No, we're not talking about Incredibles 2.
It wasn't as good as the first.
It dragged so long.
That didn't.
It did.
Did you see it more than once?
No.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
What's
all to use?
I don't think Spider-Verse and Incredibles, I saw the same amount. Incredibles didn't drag as much as Spider-Verse.
The other way around.
And I probably prefer Spider-Verse.
What are you doing, dancing?
What are you doing?
I'm bored.
You're doing the default dance from Fortnite.
Nah, I can't do that. I don't do that. I don't like Fortnite.
Oh god.
Now we've lost 8 viewers.
Uh oh.
We said it last time.
Oh yeah. I used to watch them.
What do you mean you used to watch them?
Why Liam is it called Stan and Ollie?
Why is it Stan and Ollie? Is that their real names?
No, it's John C. Reilly and I don't know.
Why has there ever been a female version of Lauren and Hardy?
Fucking hell, I'm going to kill myself.
No. I think what it means is why hasn't there been a comedy duo?
We're down to just the two brains now.
Fuck this. Oh, no.
Shut up.
Who's playing?
Yeah. So John C. Reilly is in it. I didn't know he was in it. Steve Coogan or Alan Partridge or whatever. I don't know any.
Oh, he's the guy in
him.
Yeah, he plays.
Hello and welcome back to
the German officer in Wonder Woman.
He's in X-Men Origins.
Yeah, he plays Stryker.
Okay.
Shit's character level.
If you say so. I think this is the woman who plays Moaning Myrtle. Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is great. I love Harry Potter.
I've never seen him.
We're going to do an episode where we're going to talk about every single Harry Potter film. We're going to make you watch all of them, Jake, and then we're going to watch.
I couldn't watch the first one.
Jake, well, you're going to watch it.
I got halfway through and thought, no.
We're going to tie you down to a chair.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Widen your eyes, and you're going to have to watch Harry Potter.
Okay.
Back to back.
Jake wants to fuck Hermione Granger.
No, I don't.
10-minute episode this week.
Yeah. It's a 10-minute episode because everything Liam says is controversial.
Sexual or racist or homophobic or sexist.
You said sexist twice.
I was just thinking that.
Are you saying you're super sexist?
super sexist.
That's Liam's superhero name. No, super. I may have accidentally just kicked your dog. I apologise.
Do you know what? We're going to... Because we've completely gone off of reviewing and talking about films. What were our favourite films of last year that we saw? Because we saw quite a few.
Oh yeah, that was
Infinity War.
That one doesn't count because I think that's everyone's.
Creed 2.
Yeah, Creed 2.
Creed 2.
I loved Creed 2.
Not Spider-Verse.
No, Creed 2.
Creed 2 was better. I'm just saying.
I agree with
Creed
you.
Creed 2 was better.
I'm surprised that you're saying that.
You disagreed with me on that.
No.
Yes, you did.
It changed his mind.
You watched it again. Yeah, Creed 2 is better.
Creed 2 was a really... I was surprised by that.
Because I watched it finally without a bunch of kids going, oh yeah, fuck her up the arse. Yeah, do that. Like, finally.
And throwing shoes. Don't forget throwing shoes.
No, that was us though.
No, they threw shoes at us.
And Billy turned around and going, shut the fuck up. You know,
Shout out.
I watched it in quiet. Oh yeah, Lil Blizzy Prince on SoundCloud. Fucking cunt
boss. You're out.
You cut off
anything
point.
That you say gets cut.
No more so you
okay, we're definitely going to have to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I watched it without a bunch of twats in the background.
Okay.
And it's really good.
£10 per swear, Liam will never swear again.
Fuck off! Liam will be out of 2 months' wages.
Within a week.
Yeah. within an hour. We're going to do an episode on a swear jar.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Tenner, gone.
No, it's not the
It wouldn't be a tenner, it'd probably be like a quid.
Yeah.
A quid per swear. Luke would be fine. We'd have to cut off words like
they and them.
Yeah, we'd have to cut off the English.
I'll just be quiet.
You can't say the word fucking there, bro.
What?
Fuck, you lost
there.
Brain cells.
No, fuck.
Can you spell
it,
there?
Fuck in there. No.
Bring that up every time.
T-H-E-R-E.
Should we talk about the champion thing?
No!
What?
Yeah, go on then. Yeah, come. Okay.
This
Let
one...
me explain it. Let me explain.
Right, okay, go
okay.
on.
So, I was... Okay, so I got a champion hat for Christmas, and it's, like, embroidered, so I was, like, fiddling around with it, and I realised there's a circle
above... You speak so quickly.
There's a circle above the eye, and I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. There's an Iron Champion. But the reason is, yeah, I've been spelling it right my whole life.
God
probably
damn.
Not my whole life. For, like, a year, yeah? Say a year, fuck it. And, I was like, yeah. Oh my God, I've been spelling it right for so long. I've been completely oblivious to the fact there's an I in it. And everyone thought I was an idiot because I thought there was no I in it. But no, I was just oblivious to it.
But he spelled it right.
Ha. Ha.
Stop giving the viewer ASMR, bruv.
No, this will be quiet and down in the post-production.
I'm Batman.
You're a virgin.
Stop. That's gone.
Wait,
is it meme review?
Meme review.
It's film review.
What without the films?
Yeah, Creed 2 was great. Oh, it's Thanos.
Thanos.
No, I think last year's best film was probably not Creed 2. I think it was probably better.
No, it's Infinity War.
No, but other than Infinity War, I think... Okay, I'm not gonna... I was gonna say Ant-Man and the Wasp.
But no.
That film was so bad.
Star Wars into the Star Wars verse.
Yeah, Solo. Solo was the... I haven't seen it.
I thought it was pretty good.
That was so good.
Right, here's the problem.
Darth Maul Solo film has to come out.
Here's the problem.
Doesn't have to.
Episode 8. That's
shit.
All I'm saying.
We're not gonna talk about that, because that was 2017.
And also, I wouldn't stop saying how much I hate it.
You still don't.
I know. It's been like a year.
It's a daily thing. Luke has to remind us. He's like, hey guys, I still don't like Star Wars 8. It's like, me either.
Oi.
Who does like that film? Honestly, if there's anyone on the planet who likes that film...
Pop up.
Like, still, like, I thought it was good the first time.
You're wrong.
And then the second time, I wanted to slap myself. No, why?
It weren't me.
No.
No, don't put video on.
What the fuck do you mean?
Oh.
Why would I put
video on? Right, see you later.
Oh. Right, so basically, this pod is supposed to be about talking about films, games, and TV.
Enjoyment.
What's actually happened?
And then the one with no brain is an idiot.
This week, for the second ever episode, all we're doing, I'm not going to talk about that, all we're doing is general chit chat.
Hopefully people
what's
will
wrong
enjoy
with that, though? Nothing. What's wrong with that?
It's just, I don't
to
know. We've kind of run out of ideas, haven't
fair,
we?
To be fair.
It didn't last long.
More people would probably enjoy us talking crap.
Yeah,
than
talking
about
films.
We'll do a bit of both. We'll manage to mix and match it.
Yeah, last week was films, this week is the crap.
Yeah.
We've got to do... next, for Luke's birthday, we're going to do a podcast where we all get fucked out of Red's apart
no,
from Luke, because he's super, super...
He's super
responsible.
God child.
Yeah. Do you know what I think we should do, though? I think...
Review some films.
Ah, you're right.
Joe
right now?
Saturday
no, I was actually going to say, for an idea for this pod, so we do TV and film, yeah? I think we should also, at the end of each month...
We should have a Fortnite
so during during a month, we should read something.
William
what?
Can't
I can't read.
Shut up, you can't read. It doesn't have to necessarily be like a full-on novel.
Yeah.
It can be a graphic novel, or it can be a book about like the making of a game or a making of a film.
Oh, and then we lose all our viewers.
I'm gonna do mine real quick. Can I do mine real quick?
Go on.
What are you doing, step bro?
I hate you so much.
Look at that little line there where you can't hear any audio. Just
what are
that.
You doing, step?
Get out. Just get out. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, bye.
Fucking leave.
Fuck you.
Bring that talk into this.
Come on, Opie. We don't need this.
Back here with two brains and two brains.
Two brains to talk. We're actually going to talk about what we were supposed to be talking about.
We're back. Hello.
We have to quickly pause. Because
some cunt delivery.
You went overboard. You only get two next week.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to fucking tape his mouth for next time.
Yes, Daddy.
Luke slowly reaches across.
Luke, just because you've got arm reach.
We should dislocate his jaw so he can't speak.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're just talking shit.
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
I'm I've stayed quiet this time.
Yeah, Luke and me are just kind of sat here marveling at how absolutely mental Liam is being. We apologise for the mess of the episode this week. We're two episodes in and we've already lost structure.
And viewers.
Yeah, we're going to get two streams this week.
Yeah, that'll be and Liam watching it.
Yeah. No, we shouted out Billy. He's got to watch us now. Otherwise
you don't get any more shout-outs.
All right, well...
Bye.
I think we're gonna.
No. Look, we've got 7 minutes. We can fill 7 minutes.
We're gonna fill 7 minutes, apparently.
Okay. Everyone, what's your favourite quote from Infinity War?
Shit.
I know it, Luke. I haven't done that once, and you were like, "Make sure you don't hit the table. Don't do it."
Alex, can you go?
I don't want to go.
I don't.
Can you go?
No. Best quote is, "Why is Gamora?"
That is my favourite quote of the whole film, honestly.
Why is Gamora?
Should we just fill up the 7 minutes with why is Gamora?
We need that ad rev, bro.
Ad rev.
Yeah, why is Gamora?
Why is Gamora?
Can you
go down and help him, please?
Go down and help him.
Help him with what?
Why is Gamora?
I let him in.
Why is Gamora?
Who's
why is
Gamora?
This podcast such a mess?
I don't know.
Because Liam's here.
Alright, well, this is over now.
It's not over yet.
Okay, we've still got 6 minutes.
We need that juicy ad rev.
I guarantee you'll say hello the minute you walk through the door.
Hello there.
Fuck off.
Star Wars 9. Who's excited for Star Wars 9?
No.
Why not?
After 8, no.
Darth Vader Rebirth. They should bring him back.
Is that the ghost thing?
What?
That's so bad.
What
if they're doing Anakin and Darth Vader is a ghost who has a split personality, that's stupid.
What?
They're the same person.
Because he redeems himself at the end of 6 and turns to Anakin
about?
Again.
But they're the same fucking person.
Have you not seen the thing? Have you not seen it?
No.
Right, there's this rumour that there's going to be an Anakin Darth Vader ghost in episode 9.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to have a split personality between good Anakin and evil Darth Vader. If they do that, they've ruined it. Because Anakin got redeemed at the end of episode 6.
Mop it. I didn't know that.
They're the same person.
Well, it's stupid.
But they're the same person.
Actually... We hate Star Wars.
You recording?
we hate Star Wars, right? But
I
we have
like
to admit,
Star
no, no,
Wars.
Episode 8.
I hate. Episode
we have
8.
To admit though, the Yoda.
It's crap. He didn't look like Yoda.
Get fucked.
Wait, what Yoda?
Yoda.
He's talking
was
about episode
sick.
8. It's annoying me.
Yoda was in episode 8.
Yeah, exactly. He's a ghost.
Right. He doesn't even look like a ghost. He's got a blue like Photoshop effect around him.
When? I don't remember that.
Ryan. What's his
How
name?
Does
was
he
Ryan
hit
Johnson?
Luke Scott. Yeah.
Shit, director.
Don't,
fuck you.
Don't give him his trilogy, please. You're not going to get any money
do
from
not
it.
Give
I won't
him
watch it.
A trilogy.
I swear the thing he's
you
directing
won't watch it,
now.
You won't watch it.
I swear he's
no,
not
he's
directing
you
won't
watch episode
it.
9.
Oh, fuck off. Don't even know who
Who will watch? Yeah. Who will watch a Rian Johnson film?
Not me anymore.
He made Monsters, didn't he?
Who?
I don't care.
I don't know who it is.
Don't know.
We've still got 4 minutes.
Should we just end it?
Nah.
It's such a mess.
Nah. Say hi. Come say hi. Nothing.
I saw, dude. Follow my sound.
We already shouted it out. Get out of here.
Oh, I know. Stop putting your fake American accent on your weirdo.
Yeah, I'm American. Way. Cowboys. Yeehaw.
Fucking my cousin.
Stop. All right, we're going to end it here.
Yeehaw.
There's a snake in my boot. Oh. Anyway. We'll see you guys.
We're gonna have about 10 minutes worth of this.
We'll see you guys next week. When Liam won't be a fucking melt.
I will.
And we'll have a little bit more structure. We'll have something to talk about.
And we'll have like content.
We'll have something to talk about.
Yeah. No,
this week was just kind of winging it. Can you stop? Fuck! I've got to edit so much out.
All right, see you later.
Bye guys.
See you later, boy.